It's the E-Commerce Minute, your daily dose of e-commerce, tech, and retail news with your hosts, Bart Meraz and John Suter. The E-Commerce Minute is a production of Sumo Heavy, a digital commerce consulting firm in Brooklyn, New York, and Philadelphia. Find us on the web at sumoheavy.com. Shipping can be complex. With the uncertainty over costs of deciding which carrier to use, plus tracking your packages, things can get confusing. That's why we recommend SendPro Online from Pitney Bowes. With SendPro Online, it's easy to save time and money no matter what you send, from letters and packages to overnights and flats. SendPro Online lets you easily compare rates from USPS, UPS, and FedEx all in one online tool. And there's no software required. It's all in the cloud. Just use your computer and printer to print shipping labels and stamps. SendPro users also get a free 10-pound scale to help you weigh your packages and accurately calculate the cost of shipping so you'll never overpay. Plus, you can track all your shipments and get email notifications when they've arrived. And remember, folks, postal rates have gone up, but you can now save up to 40% off USPS priority mail shipping and 5 cents off of every letter you send just by using SendPro Online. SendPro Online is only $14.99 a month, and listeners can get a free 30-day trial when you visit pb.com/minute. It's E-Commerce Minute, episode 407.
In today's episode, Amazon Live takes on QVC.
Amazon is taking on QVC with its own live shopping channel. Amazon Live will feature Amazon hosts demonstrating products that are for sale on the platform. It's not the first time Amazon has tried this strategy. Style Code Live was a similar experiment that featured live hosts and products. It focused on fashion and beauty, but the online retailer killed that project 2 years ago. There's a key difference this time around. Amazon Live is not limited to particular categories or products. In addition, Amazon says it will open up the live streaming to brands. The company tested the concept during its Prime Day deals last year, letting brands do their own live streams to pitch their deals. Early testers of the live stream report strong results that grew sales. The process itself is easy. You can download the Amazon Live Creator app, log into your seller account, select the products you want to highlight, and get started. You can either schedule a video to go live at a specific time or go live right away. Shoppers will be able to interact with the host through live chat. There's no shortage of competition in this area. QVC has its shopping channel on TV nationwide and is also getting into the e-commerce video and live video business. YouTube has live and recorded product demos from brands. And according to Verge, Instagram is also working with a standalone shopping app. Right now, the Amazon Live Creator app is only available for iOS. Or if you'd like to check out the live streams, head over to amazon.com/live. The page also contains older live streams that you can view and make purchases from. So I went and checked this out last night. There is, if you see in our secret compartment here, we have pictures. The top one is one that I think was done by Amazon. And it's your basic, here's the guy shucking and jiving. There's all the products. He's cooking something. He's got an Instant Pot. He's got a sous vide. He's got all kinds of cooking gadgets here. And what's neat is as he's talking, there's no bottom third overlay on the actual video. It's actually just a series of, I guess they would be called cards. So in this particular video, there is 5 product cards. And I assume that maybe those product cards change as he changes about what he's talking about. I don't know. But as you're watching this guy do his cooking demo, you can purchase the things right below it. So I went, and that was the one, that was the default when you loaded the page. Then the next one.
Was it coffee one?
This is pretty interesting. So this is where it could get interesting. Obviously the cooking one is, there's cooking shows aplenty. But this one was neat. These were 4 hardcore coffee guys from, I think they were from Florida or Texas, talking, going deep on coffee. And then they were selling their coffee products below. That is actually that kind of infotainment kind of video that I think is going to break through better than, hey, watch me cook in my Instant Pot again. I think this was pretty cool. And if you go to the page, again, there's a giant, and this is on desktop, there's a giant thumbnail of whatever video was the most recent. And then there's just cards underneath, kind of like a YouTube playlist of just different brands who have done their things. I saw some of them that weren't that good. But again, there was a girl. She had literally, some guy was following her. You could tell he was doing it on his phone. It was dark, poorly lit. And she was selling cases. And it was just the worst video ever. And she was like, oh, I really like this case. Look at how it looks. And the case was all scratched up. And she's like, and here's the next case. Wow, wouldn't it be great? Doesn't this? So, it all depends on the quality of what you're trying to present here as to how successful it would be. But again, if you see this coffee one, Bart, you can see this in the thumbnail there. It's well lit. They've got all their stuff in front of them. And they're having like a conversation about coffee. I think that's where it's going to win.
I think so too. I mean, we've predicted this, 4 or 5 years ago now? We keep on talking about it every year, and somebody, like, we want it to be on Facebook, but, you know, Amazon, like, that makes the most sense, right? Like, how how has it not been done like professionally by Amazon itself, who has a media company, which is really funny to me.
Yeah, it's really
like, why would you not have it on Amazon, like on the app or on the TV or any one of those things? That should have been done a long time ago.
Yeah, it's true. All right, so I just reloaded the page. Right now, there's a guy talking about marine collagen. This is an introduction to marine collagen. It's basically a man, a bodybuilder-looking dude, standing in front of a brick wall holding a container of some collagen that he's trying to sell. So this one looks to be not so well produced. This one does not look that good.
But well, I think it's more of like people think it's going to be like the informational one. Like the coffee guys are probably just talking about coffee and they can sell coffee faster that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like the idea that you like, hey, here's some marine collagen. That doesn't work.
Yeah. Now, that's a very good point. This is not going to work for every e-commerce store because A, if you don't have a story and you don't have anything interesting to sell, like the girl selling the cases, she tried, but the production was just god awful. And I don't know who would sit there and watch a 32 minutes on phone cases.
Oh, all right. Geez.
So this guy, he's doing his, let's see, it doesn't give me the length. Let's see. He's talking about his collagen and it runs. Okay, so this one's only 9 minutes long. That makes a lot more sense. So you really have to, you know, with video, you really have to tell your audience because people do not have the patience or the time or the attention span to sit through. Now, that's why QVC is successful because when you watch QVC, what happens? It's constantly moving. They're constantly talking. It's constantly moving. It's going, it's going, it's going. And then, oh, let's go. Just as you're getting tired of this one product and it's counting down, there's a lot more activity here. But this guy standing in front of a brick wall talking about collagen for 10 minutes.
Yeah. It's not going to win.
You could see that on, you know, I would rather watch the minute video on Instagram. So that's where someone has to kind of find the blend in between. But anyway, I think this is a great thing. We'll be interested to see how this grows and how they promote it. I don't really see any way to share it. I didn't check out the app. So I don't know if this is just in there, it's kept within the Amazon ecosystem, or if you produce this and you can put it elsewhere. I mean, actually, see some of these. I wonder if some of these were produced offline and then uploaded later. A lot of
probably.
Questions. Yeah, I have some questions.
It's definitely something to play with.
Yeah, definitely something to play with. So we'll put that link on our websites, amazon.com/live. It's pretty simple on our website, ecommerceminute.co. Bart, would you like to tell us about today's sponsor?
Sure. Shipping can be complex with uncertainty over cost and deciding which carrier to use. Plus tracking your package, things can get confusing. With Sempro Online from Pitney Bowes, it's easy to save time and money no matter what you send. From letters and packages to overnight flats. Easy compare USPS, UPS, FedEx, wow. John, one tool online? Yes.
It's one tool and it's all online.
Gotcha. Print shipping labels, stamps from your own printer. Track all your shipments and get email notifications when they arrive. Sempro Online is only $14.99 a month, and listeners can get a free 30-day trial when visit pb.com/minute. You also receive a free 10-pound scale to help you weigh your packages, and that's pb.com/minute.
Excellent, sir. You got anything to add to the story?
No, I do not.
All right. That's your e-commerce minute for today. We'll see you on the internet tomorrow. That's it for today's show. If you like the show, do us a favor and subscribe or leave us a review on iTunes. And don't forget, you can now listen to the e-commerce minute on your Amazon device. Just add e-commerce minute to your flash briefing. And finally, if you have a comment or suggestion or just want to say hi, find us on social media @sumoheavy.